USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. A federal judge's decision in Texas could block access to a particular abortion pill that's been on the market for 23 years. The ruling could roll back the FDA's earlier approval of mifepristone.
It has been exhaustively shown to be safe with real data on countless occasions, and it has been used in this country for more than 20 years.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says it would be devastating to women to prevent access to the drug. The judge heard arguments in a case challenging the FDA's earlier approval of the abortion pill back in 2000. A famous civil rights lawyer is taking up the case of a minority man killed in police custody in Virginia in recent weeks. Attorney Ben Crump went after authorities for how they allegedly treated Irvo Otieno.
It was inhumane when you see how they treated Irvo.
Seven Henrico County deputies were charged this week with second-degree murder in Otieno's death. The 28-year-old died last week of asphyxiation after deputies brought him to a hospital. The U.S. has the lowest life expectancy of any G7 nation.
That's according to data from the University of Oxford and the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. The G7 is an informal grouping of the world's advanced economies, including Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, UK, and the US. I'm Dave Collins.
A train derailment in Washington State has caused a fuel spill. The derailment happened shortly after midnight Thursday in Anacortes. Officials say two engines, a buffer car, and four tanker cars were involved. And Ukraine is going to be getting four fighter jets from Poland. They're known as MiG-29 fighter jets, and they'll be delivered in the near future. Poland, now the first NATO country to provide Ukraine with such jets as it fights back against Russia's invasion more than a year later. Poland's president also reiterated his country's unwavering support for Ukraine during the conflict. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
New legislation would ban the use of toxic chemicals in processed foods in California. AB 418, a first-in-the-nation measure, would prohibit the manufacture, sale, or distribution of food products in the state that contain red dye number 3 and 4 other harmful chemicals.
These are chemicals that have the links to cancer, reproductive issues, and particularly concerning to me as a parent, to developmental and behavioral issues in kids.
That's Assemblymember Jesse Gabriel, who says these chemicals are currently banned in the European Union and in many other jurisdictions. Gabriel says many of these chemicals are included in food and candy marketed to kids.
We know that their brains are at a critical stage of development, and so the toxicity from these chemicals is a really, really concerning thing for a lot of us. We've seen a significant rise in the rates of ADHD among American kids. We have concerns about pediatric cancer.
Gabriel says for each of these chemicals, there are safe and ready available alternatives and, in some cases, cheaper ones. An Oregon snowboarder was killed in an avalanche on Wednesday this week. It happened at Paulina Peak east of Lapine. Eric Heffelfinger of Bend reportedly went over a cliff bend and may have hit a tree while caught in debris. Prior to this season, it's been 9 years since they responded to an avalanche fatality. A convicted man in Florida known as the pillowcase rapist will spend the next 17 years behind bars. Robert Kaler was sentenced after he was convicted for the 1983 rape of a 25-year-old woman. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.